Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our contemplative midweek service. Thank you for your presence tonight in the sanctuary. It's good to see each of you. And for those of you online, we welcome you in the love of God whenever you might partake in the service and wherever you might be. Just an announcement that next week, Wednesday, we will not have service due to preparations in the sanctuary for Glorious Impossible, our beautiful Christmas pageant that will be broadcast live as well as in person next Thursday at 7 o'clock. I encourage you to partake in that and experience that. But again, next Wednesday, no service. The next Wednesday evening service will be on December 22nd. Let's take a moment in the silence and invite the Spirit to bless each of us and to overshadow our lives. What is it that you need to hear today? Ask for that to be given, and for those also who are experiencing this service, that they would be given what they need. And so we begin our service in the name of God Transcendent, God Immanent, and God Omnipresent, the Holy Living Trinity. Amen.
The Gospel reading is from Luke chapter 1. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. May this reading nourish our journey deeper into wisdom and love. Amen.
It is an unusual story and a very familiar and famous story, and perhaps not the wisest thing for a man to do the talking on this story, but in this case, just a few insights from the passage come to mind and can be useful for our journeys, I think. So Mary says two things to the angel. She responds in two ways, two different ways. The way it is written sounds to my ears that she's questioning because she can't comprehend how this could happen given the fact that she's a virgin and hasn't been with her husband. And so it sounds like it's coming across as doubt. How could this be? I haven't been with my husband yet. Somewhat doubting what the angel is saying to her. But there's another way of hearing this passage and articulating that nuance. The adverb there, how can this be, is grounded in this word that it would be better to say, how great. And if you were to translate that into English, it'd be like, awesome. Awesome. Are you kidding me? That would be the nuance. How great. The adverb is used to describe the greatness of things, not just the quantity, but the quality. So how can this be? How great. It changes the difference of what Mary is saying and the nuancing. And it's much more of a welcoming disposition than a doubting disposition. Awesome. Are you kidding me? That's the nuance of the tone. You can't get the nuance of tone. We don't even know what the tone of people speaking in the New Testament or the Old Testament scriptures were. We can't hear their tone in response. That's why it's somewhat flat. But if you can just bring the tone into this concept that she's not doubting, she's rejoicing. And of course, then the mind gets involved. That was her first statement in response to the angel. The angel does respond with an answer in terms of the details, the further details of how it's going to unfold. Then Mary comes back and says one other thing, which is also less about resistance and more about consent and this welcoming, this concept of the welcoming consent. And she says, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Awesome. Let it be in me according to your word. And that's the spiritual principle for tonight. Can we say awesome to the unexpected things that come in our lives? Can we say, how great, when we hear unexpected news or are invited to do something new or different that we weren't planning on, when we're faced with a dilemma or a difficulty? How great this is, an opportunity to show God's greatness in my life. Awesome. Let it be in me, whatever you wish to do, O God, in my life, according to your word. And that's the final thing to focus on, and that's the power of this word. The word isn't the same word that we hear in the Gospel of John that says, in the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. This is a different word for word, and it has more to do with the spoken energy of intention, the chrema, the spoken energy that carries the power to bring things into being, to manifest through one's spoken intentionality. And so there's this certain sense that Mary's spoken word proclaims greatness, God's greatness, awesome. And that word has an energy to it. In the same way, she recognizes that there's an energy to the angel's word. Let it be in me according to what you've said, to your powerful word. Let it manifest in me. This to me is the spiritual journey in a nutshell. Thank you. Amazing. Awesome. I can't believe it. Wow. And let it be in me. Here I am, a handmaid of the Lord, a vessel of the word's manifestation further and further into the world. Through me and all my connections in the world of relationships, and through you and all your connections in the world of relationships, you get to be a vessel of the word coming into being through you. And that consent is a beautiful gift that each of us gets to do. What gets in the way of that consent, that heart-opening consent, is probably everything above the neck, and perhaps in the nervous system too, that's unconscious or even we don't even know why we might resist something or react to something. But certainly a lot of the intellectual stuff and the doubt gets in the way of our just open-hearted surrendering to be vessels of that word. So Mary becomes this beautiful template, this first fruit of the Christian journey, the initiate that would be the initiating line and lineage for the Christ. And that temple, that template, continues for each of us, not obviously in such a definitive way, starting a lineage, but in a significant way, that each of us can be open to God's greatness more and more in our lives, and open to that energetic word that can do things through us when we get out of the way. And self is transformed by that word more and more into wisdom and love. You've heard what I've had to say. Let's take a moment in the silence just to allow the Spirit to overshadow each of our lives and open the way to birth Christ more in and through us. May it be so. Amen.
And now let us rest in the silence of God's love for 20 minutes.
Most gracious and loving Creator God of the heavens and the earth, Abba and Mother, we ask that by the power of your Spirit you will overshadow beloveds in our community who are in need of the touch of divine healing and fullness of life and encouragement, especially Tracy, Stevens, and Alexander Pittman. We pray for peace to Alexander, that he would know the value of his life. Abba, we thank you that we know you hear us now, and that we know you always hear us. It's you who are giving us words, you who are teaching us to pray, and you who are giving us faith to pray with, that lets us know and be certain that you always hear and answer when we ask. Abba, we ask. Pour out your Spirit on these elements, that we may recognize them, receive them, and respond to them as the body and blood of your Son, the living Christ. Let them communicate his body to our bodies and his blood to our blood. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and transform us into your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. During supper on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and having said the blessing, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which shall be given up for you. This is the body of Christ." When supper was ended, he took the cup, and again he gave God thanks and praise. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you do this, remember me." This is the blood of Christ for us all. Living in eternal Christ, we feel your risen presence as the very life that pervades and yet transcends our bodies and our minds. We realize you are the way and the truth, and we're grateful to share in your body and your blood. May our participation in these divine mysteries transform us into one in your mystical body, the true body of Christ. For the glory of God our Creator, for the glory of God's work here on earth, and so that our joy may be complete. We pray this in your most holy and precious name. Amen. The love of God, the grace of Christ, the peace, presence, and power of the Holy Spirit is overshadowing each of us, that we might be vessels of the Word being born into the world. Thank you for your presence tonight. Blessed Advent.